2019 Q's symposium in this wonderful place called the Bahamas, where it's doing its best rendition of the Bahamas today. It's really nice.
Yes, it is.
Really nice outside. And but look who I ran into. First Commonwealth Credit Union's very own Donna Lestocco, yes, and board chair, Mr. Vince Gorman. How are
yes,
you guys?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Great. How's the conference going for you so far?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Awesome.
Yeah? Any highlights so far? We were talking about the keynote earlier.
Yeah, Ron
was,
you know, and as I said to you, he's Yoda.
I mean, Yoda.
he is this guru with incredible knowledge and wisdom,
mm-hmm,
and we're grateful that he was able to share and willing to share with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's kind of like the consultant or the guru to the celebrity CEOs of our world, you know, any industry.
Fortune 500 companies, mm-hmm, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Any highlights for you, Donna? Anything stand out
so
far?
Well, that would have been my first.
Okay.
Second would be the session today, the imperfect board member,
mm-hmm,
actually.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
I heard a lot of feedback on that as well,
yes,
so very important stuff. Speaking of which, mm-hmm, which is why you guys are here, and I've interviewed a number of CEOs and board chairs, and kind of getting to know how the relationship works and how it makes a credit union better. Kind of like, hey, what are a couple of tips that you can provide other people on how your relationship works and how to make your credit union better? So having said that, what are some best practices that you guys do to make your relationship work at the credit union and make it that much better? Don, you want to go first? Ladies first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Absolutely. So my first CEO job was the first Commonwealth position.
Mm-hmm.
Vince was the board chair at the time. And I honestly don't know if I would have survived my first year had it not been Vince Gorman as board chair.
Well, thank you so much.
And it's because he's an amazing listener. He's a big-time strategic thinker. Very caring about what's going on with me, what's going on in my world.
Mm-hmm.
And he acted as coach, mentor, and board chair for my first year. So I would highly recommend that for anybody who's got a first-time CEO.
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of give that little extra kind of care and concern, it's
right,
really helpful in getting them up to speed.
Yeah, indeed. What's your take on that one?
I think it only deepened the relationship,
mm-hmm,
and our conviction that Donna was the right person for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only proven to be, it's returns in spades, if you will.
Mm-hmm,
you know, the
mm-hmm,
investment in time,
mm-hmm,
and in Donna herself,
mm-hmm,
has just proven to be a wonderful thing for the credit union.
So how does it work when because business today is moving so fast, especially in the fintech sector, and so if something pops up, like some sort of new technology, and you're like, hey, this is kind of cool, so, and presenting it to the board, what is that process like? How does it work well with this relationship, the back and forth? And I think it's vice versa as well. If the board sees something that, hey, you know, that looks like a pretty cool thing to use at our credit union, how does that dynamic work between the two of you?
Well, actually, it's interesting. Rom
mm-hmm,
had a great suggestion. He said, if you've got a new strategy, which certainly could apply to a new technology,
sure,
that we wanted to introduce,
right,
he said, your best bet is not doing a 20-slide PowerPoint presentation initially to the board. He said, that's designed to have you crash and fail, crash and burn.
Mm-hmm.
So what he suggested instead is pull one board member aside,
right,
could be the chair, and kind of run the idea by them just to get their initial impression,
mm-hmm,
you know, take notes, and do it with each of the different board members, and then sort of slowly, it's some politicking,
sure,
but some of it's just, you know, what am I not thinking of,
mm-hmm,
and getting their
mm-hmm
feedback. So I thought that was a great takeaway.
What is it from your perspective? If you find something, or even on the receiving end, what's your take on all that?
A similar method.
Yeah.
We just discuss it and make a decision about whether or not it's relevant to us at this moment in time,
mm-hmm,
and then present to the full board.
Mm-hmm.
And in a modified, not to do the six page and the PowerPoint,
right, right,
but to get a sense of their feel, the rest of the board's feel for things.
Because mm-hmm,
ultimately,
mm-hmm,
Donna's responsible for operational decisions, but if it's a strategy that could take us in new directions, that's something we need to get the board involved with.
Yeah, because a lot of credit unions today are on this digital transformation journey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just seems like everybody's...
Yes.
Everybody, it's like this migration, you know? So I'm assuming you guys are doing something similar.
Absolutely.
In those. So how is that process working? Because that's like owning a home where it's never done.
Yeah, correct.
Where everything keeps evolving. So how does that work? I mean, it's like, hey... You know, you might be going down one, then something better is over here. I'm not alluding to the shiny red ball syndrome where
yes,
you're like, oh my gosh, I got to try that without even researching it. But
yes,
how does that process work, especially in such a dynamic environment today?
One example was we came up with a new model for our retail centers, our branches.
Mm-hmm.
And the design of it was one of the first things the team did, you know, when I got there. and running that by the board in some stages, I think the change was as tough for them as it was for most of our membership. However, kind of having them be part of the process and experiencing it as we were kind of helped. We were all kind of on the same page rather than at different points in the, in the process.
You make a good point about the compression of time. We did a major core upgrade in 2013, and the thoughts or the wishes of everyone, staff and board together, were that we were going to have this Ferrari. And so we replaced what we were doing with this new capable software package, all this hardware software package. And we were waiting to kind of make its tongue hang out. And some of that never happened. And since then, we've replaced some portions and aspects of that upgrade with new stuff that's even better. So I think it talks about rate of change. The expectations going, looking backward at our history, were that these would be long-term relationships with this technology or hardware. And the compression of time is just forcing us to look at it more quickly, more quickly.
Yeah, things move so fast.
And Donna is a great advocate for the necessary changes. Not change for change's sake, but what do we need to do to stay in the game and stay relevant?
Yeah, relevant is the key word, I think. And sometimes fintech is all part of that. I mean, but there's also lending performance, dealing with regulations, leadership, all that type of stuff, and staffing, and oh my gosh. I can imagine what's going on in your head right now. So what about, I'm sure there's some folks out there who may be having some challenges with dealing with their board and the board having, and it goes, it's a two-way street. What is your advice in that area as far as, I don't want to say conflict, but just getting the message through if sometimes somebody is stuck? It's like, oh, what do I, how do I get around this type of thing? Do you guys have any advice for folks out there?
Well, it's interesting. We heard a lot about that in the imperfect board members session, a lot of examples of that happening. In our case, Vince is my first sounding board, so if I feel something's really going awry and I've got concerns about it, before I'll talk to anybody else, I'll talk to Vince because we do have a great relationship. There's cases where the CEO may not have a great relationship with, and then there might be a different path. But he's very good at listening carefully, asking questions before kind of coming up with a solution. And so usually by the end of the phone call, at least I have some sense of direction in terms of kind of what the best next step is.
Right, and being on the receiving end, how do you take that?
Well, I agree with Donna in that respect, but I have the board-facing side too, the volunteers. So to Rom's point, there's always a just a couple of board members who are really jumping in with both feet. And then the rest of them, so with the volume of change, there's work for everybody if they want to do it, right? So we challenge them in participating on one of our three committees that we created. And there's some uncertainty with their roles, responsibilities. I left a little bit up to them with regard to what their level of commitment was, and we're working through some of those issues. But it means we're talking more around board operational issues, strategic issues, and refocusing in that direction, as historically we looked more over the fence at what was operational and wanted to poke in the weeds over there. And so is that we're in that transition period where we're changing the way they're looking, from rearward looking to forward looking. And not everybody embraces that. It was just easy to do things the way we always did. And now we're asking them to do things we don't know what are coming.
A little uncomfortable?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
There's nothing wrong with that, though, you know? Stepping outside your comfort zone and looking ahead?
No, absolutely not.
Well, it's the essence of change. Anytime you change anything significantly, I mean, there's going to be somebody uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's a comfort factor there, for sure. I think that's all I needed from you guys. Anything else to add to kind of wrap? Any final words of wisdom here? Any nuggets of gold that you can provide folks out there who might be
I just, one of the best parts of getting with your peers is hearing what other people have been through, how they've overcome the challenges. I mean, I can't overstate what a benefit that is. So in addition to the content that a lot of the speakers are giving, to me, the second most important thing is just hearing from my
listening
peers.
Get talented people. Empower them, trust them, and things will move forward.
All right. Great message to end on.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Okay.
There we go. The folks from Commonwealth. Well, thank you so much, Donna.
Thank
you so much, Vince. Well done.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
I was excited to talk to you guys. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
It.